Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Religion Law Quiz number 81, numero 81. Let's just dive into the quiz today. A state passes a law which, in the view of the state, protects the religious liberty of taxpayers by ensuring that the taxes are not directed to religious organizations because the law specifically prohibits any religious institution from receiving state aid, and the law safeguards the freedom of religious organizations by keeping the government out of their operations. Does that law pass constitutional muster? What do you think? I'm going to read the factual scenario right now one more time. A state passes a law which, in the view of the state, protects the religious liberty of taxpayers by ensuring that their taxes are not directed to religious organizations because the law specifically prohibits any religious institution from receiving state aid, and the law safeguards the freedom of the religious organizations because it keeps the government out of their operations. And the question is, does that law pass constitutional muster? What do you think? A pause, let you mull it over in your mind, maybe have that uncomfortable feeling of maybe not quite sure about that. Well, the answer is no. And if you'll remember, we've been talking about the Supreme Court's 2020 Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue decision. And it is important to remember that the Supreme Court invalidated the law because it specifically discriminated on the basis of religion. The state of Montana sought to justify its position by asserting that the no-aid provision actually promotes religious freedom. In the department's view, the no-aid provision protects the religious liberty of taxpayers by ensuring that their taxes are not directed to religious organizations, and it safeguards the freedom of religious organizations by keeping the government out of their operations. And that was a quote from the case of what the department was arguing, and have the show notes, or excuse me, the citation in the show notes. Now, when the Supreme Court rejected that position, here's what it said, again, citation in the show notes. Quote, an infringement of First Amendment rights, however, cannot be justified by a state's alternative view that the infringement advances religious liberty. Our federal system prizes state experimentation, but not state experimentation in the suppression of free speech, and the same goes for the free exercise of religion. Close quote. Wow. All right. What are the practical takeaways from that? Well, if you recall, when we were talking about religion law quiz number 78, oh, how long ago that feels, right? Just kidding. But the Supreme Court really came down and said that this state law was status-based discrimination and it was impermissible. And here you see another argument that is being advanced by the Montana Department of Revenue saying, hey, we're just creating this really big dividing line and we are keeping the taxpayers, they're not supporting religious institutions. And guess what? When we do that, we're actually enhancing and fostering religious freedom. And we know that the Supreme Court, and from prior quizzes, said, no, you're going too far. You're running afoul of the Establishment Clause, and you can't do that. You are discriminating based on religious status, and that's not permissible. And then what the Supreme Court is saying here is that you cannot, well, let me read the quote here. The Supreme Court says an infringement of First Amendment rights cannot be justified by a state's alternative view that the infringement advances religious liberty. Our federal system prizes state experimentation, but not state experimentation in the suppression of free speech, and the same goes for the free exercise of religion. So, close quote. And what the Supreme Court is essentially saying is, hey, you can't suppress religion as part of your experimentation in enacting these different laws, the First Amendment is super important, and it's going to have this overarching or controlling effect over a subordinate state law. All right. That does it for today's quiz. Hopefully you have found this helpful. Pay attention to upcoming quizzes 82 and 83. They are both dealing with the Espinoza versus Montana Department of Revenue case, and they're going to be closely related to one another. And I'm like, do I release them on the same day? I don't know. Well, that's the internal debate I'm having right now. We'll see when I go to actually release it, what we do. But again, 82 and 83 are going to be very closely related. I'll see you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.